Welcome, everyone. July the 5th, 1948, was an historic moment in our country's history. It was the day our pioneering National Health Service was born, bringing free health care to everyone. We have treasured it forever since, but never more so since March 2020, when the coronavirus pandemic gripped the UK and utterly changed our lives. As Chair of Dorset Council, I welcome you here today to celebrate and honour the incredible dedication and unwavering commitment of our NHS, social care and frontline workers. This day is a testament to the countless hours, the tireless efforts and the profound impact you have had on our communities and our lives. In the face of unprecedented challenges, you've shown resilience, compassion and an unyielding spirit. Whether it was during the height of the pandemic or in our daily battles, you ensure the well-being of others. Your contributions have been nothing short of heroic. Your work goes beyond the call of duty. It is a beacon of hope and a source of strength for those in need. You provide not just physical care, but also the emotional support, comfort, and a sense of security. Over the decades, the NHS has faced crisis, economic downturns, periods of prosperity, extraordinary pressure, and so much more. However, none would argue that the last few years have brought a new respect and affection for the NHS and the people who work within it. We relied upon you to look after us during those terrible times, to keep us safe, and they never let us down. Let us also not forget the tens and thousands of care home and social workers and COVID support group volunteers who have given their skills and service, often putting their own health on the line to keep those safe who are vulnerable, both elderly and young. We too remember the many critical frontline workers who tirelessly carried on serving the nation through those dreadful times, transporting our residents, keeping our businesses open, our shops stocked, our streets safe, and our essential services running, and continue to do so today. I believe a national annual day when we remember and give thanks to you all for being there when we needed you is not only appropriate, but taps into the nation's high regard and respect for all NHS, social care, and frontline workers. Today, we express our deepest gratitude. We acknowledge the sacrifices you have made, the personal risks you have taken, and the unwavering dedication you have shown. Your commitment to caring for others, often at the expense of your own well-being, is truly inspiring. In a moment, we will pause to reflect and remember those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Their legacy lives on in their lives they have touched and the difference they've made. We honour their memory and pledge to continue supporting and valuing our frontline workers. To you all, we thank you. Thank you for your courage, your compassion and your unwavering dedication. You are the true heroes and today we celebrate you. I would now like to invite the Lord Lieutenant's Cadet, Flight Sergeant Will Christian, to raise the NHS, Social Care and Frontline Workers Day flag.
Thank you.
I would like now to call upon His Majesty's Lord Lieutenant Michael Dooley to address you.
Distinguished colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, it's both a privilege and a personal honour to speak to you today as His Majesty's Lord Lieutenant of Dorset on this very special occasion, NHS Social Care and Frontline Workers Day. Today we pause as a community and as a nation to give thanks. Thanks to the tireless dedication of those who care for us, often in the most difficult circumstances and always with professionalism, compassion and humanity. And this day resonates deeply with me, not only in my public role as Lord Lieutenant, but also personally. My family's connection to the NHS spans generations. My grandfather was a doctor. My father worked in the NHS. So did my mother. And I served within it myself for over 35 years. And now my son continues that calling. And beyond my family's work, my three children and seven of my grandchildren were born into this world through the care of NHS professionals. And that is something I hold with quite pride and enduring gratitude. What strikes me time and time again is that the strength of our NHS and care system lies not only in the brilliance of the individuals, but in their capacity to come together. And we've seen it most clearly in times of crisis and most memorably recently during the COVID pandemic, when every part of the system pulled together as one. Doctors, nurses, care workers, support staff, porters, cleaners, administrators, volunteers, all working shoulder to shoulder. Each have a vital role, each contributing meaningfully. And in my mind, that is the essence of harmony, which is the King's main theme at the present time. And it's something we must hold on to, not only in moments of emergency, but in our everyday practice. Because true harmony is not about uniformity, but it's about unity of purpose. It's built on mutual respect, trust, and the understanding that we're always stronger when we support one another. And that spirit is carried us through hardship and is what will sustain us in the years ahead. As Her Majesty's representative in Dorset, I want to say quite simply, thank you to all those working in the NHS, in social care and the front line. Thank you for your dedication, for your resilience and for the quiet strength you bring to your work every day. Your service is a source of pride, not just to your colleagues and your communities, but the entire county of Dorset and the country beyond. Thank you.
I now ask the High Sheriff of Dorset, Callum Brammer, to come and speak to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, distinguished guests, and most importantly, our incredible NHS. It is both an honour and a privilege to stand here before you today as the High Sheriff of Dorset to express the deepest thanks of this county to our NHS and to echo what has been said before me by the Lord Lieutenant and the Chair of Dorset County Council. I would like to take this opportunity to thank also a group of people who represent the very best of our community, the volunteers who serve so selfishly in our Dorset hospitals. In a world where time is often our most precious commodity, they give theirs freely with kindness, compassion, and an unwavering commitment to the well-being of others. Whether they are offering a warm welcome at reception, sitting with a patient in need, running errands, supporting staff, or simply offering a smile in a difficult moment, what they do matters immensely. They are the heartbeat of our healthcare system, not because they are bound by duty, but because they are guided by care. Across the hospitals in Dorset, from Bournemouth to Dorchester, Poole to Shaftesbury, their presence brings humanity into what can often be a clinical and at times overwhelming environment. They bring warmth into cold corridors and reassurance to anxious families. They offer dignity and respect where it's most needed. And I would be remiss if I did not also thank the hospital volunteer coordinators and the staff who support and collaborate with these dedicated individuals. Together, they build a culture where community and care go hand in hand. Their contributions they make are not only generous, they are transformative. They remind us that service is not about recognition, but about impact. On behalf of the people of Dorset and from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for your time, your energy and your extraordinary spirit.
Thank you all for coming today. I'd now like to invite you to join us for refreshments in the Colliton Club across there. Thank you very much. Thank you.